and only you. Lord, I wanna yearn for you. I wanna burn with passion over you. And only you. Lord, I wanna yearn.
You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
That you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Hidden Places. I'm Karen Hubbard, your host, and I'm here with one of my co-hosts, Deanne Diaz.
Good morning, everyone.
I had to think of your name. But and Nanette is out today doing other important things. And maybe later in the program, we'll be try to get in touch with her and have her call in for a minute or so. But as always, we just wait for the leading of the Holy Spirit. And if this morning is any indication of, you know, not knowing what God wants to do, then it's been crazy the whole morning. So anyway, we just trust God that he's going to convey the message through us that he wants our listeners to hear.
Yes.
And, you know, those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So that, you know, earlier this morning I had, I was hearing that song. I got to look it up. Hold on. It was a an old hymn, and sometimes the Lord will speak to me in King James and old hymns, though I have not, you know, really, I don't really look at them or read in the King James too much, only when the Lord tells me. But so I was hearing the song this morning. Let me find it in my... I was hearing actually the first verse of the song. Be not dismayed, whatever betide. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day, over all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
Amen.
Through days of toil, when heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. Mm-hmm. And the last verse, no matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean, weary one, upon his breast, God will take care of you. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that I woke up thinking of that song, so... Anyway, so then I got, he referred me to Isaiah 41, verse 10. It says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Mm. And just am perceiving, even in my prayer time, that many are... I can't think of a good word. Dave would have a good word. Many are just bogged down with anxiety and fear and stress. It's That's like really manifesting now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of manifestations of anxiety, even in the body of Christ. So I'm talking to the body of Christ.
Yes.
When you don't know God, then, you know, yes, you're going to experience these things as well. But as believers, we are going to have these things. We're going to have tests. We're going to have trials. We're going to have all these things going on in life. Mm-hmm. But doesn't the Lord always tell us, be not afraid, mm-hmm. be not anxious, be not dismayed. In many other ways throughout Scripture, the Lord tells us to do not worry. But yet we decide and we make a decision that we would rather worry about something than turn to Him and begin to praise Him and worship Him and put our focus upon Him. Mm-hmm. We're always going to have problems. There's always going to be things going on in life. And at some point in time, you have to make up your mind mm-hmm. that when these things are assailing you and coming against you, the only option is to lay it down before the Lord and to turn to Him and to remember what His word says and to remember His promises. So I just see that this, I just feel like it really heavy about this anxiety that mm-hmm. Christians are having. But, you know, there's a lot going on, and things are going to get more crazy, more topsy-turvy. So you need to be used to it. But the Lord promises us peace in the midst of that.
Yes.
But the peace will come only when you yield and turn to Him and put your trust in Him. So it's yet another opportunity to exercise your trust in the Lord. And it's like the only way out. It took me a lot of years to learn, you know, because I'm like everybody else, you know, I'll just sit around and think about my issues and, well, you know, I wish this was that way. And, you know, and what a waste of time when the Lord's sitting over here, you know, waiting for us, waiting for our yielded heart mm. to come so that He can comfort us, that He can give us that peace and fill us with peace. And it's just continually, we have to just continually turn to Him mm. and allow Him. And, you know, we've got a couple of weeks ago in our prayer meeting, we were talking about believing. You know, yes. all of us were getting the word believe. You know, do we really believe what the Lord says?
Yes.
Do we really believe that when He says, you know, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I'm going to do that, then I'm going to come back and get you. Do you really believe that? Mm-hmm. Do you really believe that? If you submit yourself to the Lord, that the enemy will flee from your life. Do you really believe that? And He can't make you believe what He says. It's a choice that you have. You yes. have the choice to believe what His promises are. And, you know, each of us has to fight through those things. And I was reading in the Sparkling Gems the other day, Rick Renner's book. I think it was yesterday's reading, and it had to do with, you know, like that soldier. You got to just keep plowing through, keep moving forward. And, you know, whatever comes against you, just it doesn't matter. Just surrender to the Lord. Just keep giving it to the Lord. And I've had times where, you know, you feel like you're just right in the midst of all this chaos and there's no way out. But when you make the decision to surrender and you just do it, then everything disappears. It just falls. You know, the Lord fills you with His peace and those things fall by the wayside. Mm. And, you know, I've learned over the years that, you know, it's bad enough. We have to deal with that. But what about the things that we voluntarily let ourselves be affected by? Mm-hmm. You know, we've got to take that accountability for ourselves and begin to believe what His word says and really apply it to our lives. And, you know, I don't know, he just, maybe, you know, this will just continue on, but, you know, as we talk today, but I feel like, you know, maybe later on we can pray for people. We can just begin to pray by the Spirit and, you know, because the Lord knows what you need and he knows your heart. And we're not able to take any calls during the program today, but, you know, we'll just pray later on.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I was sharing with someone yesterday, you know, as Christians, we can get, you know, the religious sayings and jargon and all that stuff. But really, we're called believers.
Yeah.
We are believers. Exactly. And I was sharing with this person, we are believers and we are to believe. We are just to believe, Karen. So that is spot on.
Mm-hmm.
What are we believing God for? What are we trusting God for? And this morning in my heart was, do we really know the God we serve? Do we really know the God we serve? The God of the Bible. He is our Abba Father. He's not just the creator of heaven and earth and all that exists. He is our Abba Father, and we can cry out, Abba Father. He is so close to us. He is right there. And this morning, as I was reading in Ephesians 1, they were talking, Paul is talking about this. He's saying, he repeated it twice. So in Ephesians 1 in verse 12, he said that we who were first to hope in Christ should live for the praise of his glory. And he repeated it again. But then he said that after believing in him, we are sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit. And then he said again, to the praise of his glory. And then as I went on down, he talks about hearing the word of truth and the gospel. After believing, you know, hearing and believing. I mean, he just kept stressing that hearing and believing. And then he went on to, we know his prayer that the eyes of our understanding may be enlightened. And I went on through that. And then as I went down, he's talking about that, you know, Christ, let's see, you know, we are far above all power and principality and all might, all dominion, every name that is named. But Jesus Christ is the head. But he just kept saying, believe, hear and believe to the praise of his glory. And what is the praise of his glory? His glory is all that he is. All that he is, it's in his glory. His goodness is in his glory. His presence is in his glory. Healing is in his glory. His power is in his glory. Everything is in his glory. So as we're to the praise of his glory is to the praise of all that he is. And I was about a week ago, I was kind of distraught with the situation. And sometimes, you know, we don't know what else to do. You know, I was walking around my yard, just kind of like walking around the Jericho walls. And I'm walking and I'm just praying and seeking the Lord, praying in the Spirit. God, I need to hear a word. God, I need you to speak. I don't know what to do from here. I don't know what else to do. And I just, you know, trying to get peace and just rest in him. So I just kept saying, God, I trust you. God, I trust you. We can't trust unless we know our God. So I kept saying, I trust you. I trust you no matter what I'm seeing, no matter what I'm feeling, no matter what is going on around me. Like you said, Karen, the chaos. There's so much chaos and torment and misery and anger and upset and fear, you know, stress. There's so much going on. It's like, it's kind of like a, like it just comes on you,
mm-hmm.
and it just wants to make you bow. Yeah. It just weights you down so heavy that you feel like you can't stand up. You can't take a big, deep breath. You just feel like you're kind of just so oppressed by all that's going on. And as I went in the house, I sat there and I just said, it was just in my heart. I said, God, you created everything. You created everything. Nothing's impossible for you. And he dropped in my spirit. I spoke and the spirit moved.
Amen.
When God created the earth, I spoke and the spirit moved. And I just kept saying, God, you spoke and the spirit moved. You spoke and the spirit moved. And I kept saying that until it changed in my mouth to, I speak and the spirit moves. Mm-hmm. I speak and the spirit moves. And God was telling me, speak, speak. Don't just talk about your problems or murmur, complain, you know, cry, you know, poor me. It's like, speak. You have the same power that I have when you speak, because you have it through Christ. You have it by the Spirit of God that lives in you. And it's like, we have to stop talking the problem. We
right.
talk so much about the problems. We talk about what's going on, but we need to start talking and speaking the resolution, the mm-hmm. resolve,
right.
the victory. What do we want to happen? What do we need to happen? And I started speaking those things, and I've been speaking those things, and I'm seeing a shift.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing some change. I'm seeing some light, and I've just been praising God, because it's just talking to him. That's all prayer is talking to God. But Karen, like you said, with prayer, you want to read something?
No, I'll wait till you're done.
Prayer, if we really understood the power of our prayers, I want to read a little something out of my spiritual warfare book. It says, roadblocks in the spirit that withhold God's blessings from the earth are only destroyed through persistent prayer.
Hmm.
It is the regular affirmation of prayer that destroys the enemy's towers and defense systems. Jesus called us to be constantly growing in such tactics and disciplines, though he expects us to come to him, come to God as little children.
Mm-hmm.
That was another conversation I had with someone. We don't have to be big, strong adults and figure it all out and be strong and know what to do.
Right.
We are little children. We have a Father in heaven, just like when our children come to us and they look to us for provision, for help, for answers, for comfort, right? We are to come to God. So Jesus wants us to come to him as little children and never lose our childlike trust in him. But he also expects us to grow up and become capable ambassadors that we could minister to others in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But I just found that was, you know, you know, that as not only can we learn when we pray together, and I found too that when I'm like, it's me, it's like God will say, find someone to agree with.
Yes.
Find mm-hmm. someone to join their faith with you, because there's power in numbers. One can put 1,000 to flight, two can put mm-hmm. 10,000. So the other night I went out and I'm like, called somebody and I said, I need you to pray for me. I need prayer. I need power. I need agreement. And that person prayed into that situation things I wouldn't have even thought to pray, because they were praying by the Spirit into my life. And so when we not only we can learn from each other by praying together, but we also have a compounding effect in the heavenlies.
Mm-hmm.
It is compounded mm-hmm. when we come together. So I really feel that God is leading us to do that. Unite, come together, be in mm-hmm. agreement, pray for one another.
Yeah.
What does it say, you know, throughout the New Testament? You know, pray for one another, you know, pray, you know, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, mm-hmm. you know, that we're to come together and pray for one another. And we may think, well, what is that going to do? Well, you know what? It's going to bring heaven on the scene.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, I had read this word from Veronica West the other day about the power of blessing can break the power of an assigned curse.
Ooh.
And, you know, I've been thinking as well about, you know, where the Lord tells us to choose life.
Yes.
You know, that's in our speech. We need to choose life. And all of us just do it. All of us, you know, say, oh, well, you know, I'm having a bad day, or yeah, I've been sick and I really feel bad. You know, and why are we saying those things? We, you know, somehow there's going to be a turnaround point where we are only decreeing and declaring.
That's right.
Actually, what the Lord says, because that is what's going to bring about the blessing. But let me,
yes,
let me just cover some of these things that she had written. She said, "A word of blessing is life-giving and has creative power." She said she feels strongly that the Lord, speaking forth the blessing of the Lord, is on the Father's heart right now, on his agenda, and that this act of obedience will usher in supernatural provision,
yes,
and divine intervention on our behalf. And we know that it's only when we are connected to Jesus that our own personal blessings will flow, and only through him and his Spirit do we have the ability to release blessings over others. And so she says here, when we release the blessing in accordance with the Father's heart and his spoken word and purpose, the blessing carries the prophetic power to change and transform every situation and circumstance. Blessing is powerful to cut through the plans and strategies of the enemy. Life-giving words sourced in the Father's heart break the power of cursing and negativity.
Yes.
And you can refer to Proverbs 18:21 for that. When we choose to move in the opposite spirit of what is being released, the spoken word of blessing releases the power of the power and might of God that will drive back darkness and render impotent the power of opposition from our enemies. The word of God will catapult us fast and forward into God's purposes for our lives.
Yes.
She said today, as the Holy Spirit spoke to her, she was shown a cow standing in a green field eating grass. She said, "I watched as the cow stood chewing and chewing on the cud. Then I heard the Holy Spirit whisper to me, 'Daughter, many of my children are like the cow. They chew over and over and over again the cud of their disappointments, offenses, and regrets. They remain bound to their past, and they do not enter into the fullness of my blessings and abundance.'" When I heard these powerful words, I saw clearly that in order to truly release blessing over our enemies, we need to spit out the cud of the past.
Yes.
So what we say.
Yes.
And she said, "Personally, I do not want to substitute God's best for my life with the regurgitated regrets and disappointments of yesterday." As prophetic people, our hearts must be aligned and attuned with the heart of the Father if we are to hear clearly what his intended will and direction is for our lives. And so she just goes on with more of that. But again, the thing is, what is it we're saying?
Yes.
So it's like, if things are already bad, then talking about it keeps it bad.
Correct.
Keeps it in that bad place, and nothing is ever resolved. It's surrendering to the Lord in the midst of that, and allowing him to pull you out and Amen. Allowing his word to speak over you. I mean, there's nothing like it when you're completely overwhelmed with something and you're, like me, hem and haw about something for a week. Just grumbling or whatever to myself. And I'm not saying anything. I'm just grumbling to myself, maybe in my mind, maybe not aloud. But then, by the end of the week, you're just exhausted. when you're like, "Lord, help me. I surrender. Help me."
Yes.
It's like I'm tired of trying to fight this thing.
Yes.
And as soon as you surrender, he'll come and just lift you up and flood you with that peace. And then you're like, "Oh man, I just wasted, a whole week of grumbling and chewing the cud, about something that happened."
It's true.
Rather than submitting, where the word says that when you submit yourselves, therefore, to God, resist the devil, Amen. And he will flee. This is exactly what we're talking about.
Amen. Well, we know the word talks about, blessing or cursing.
Right.
We have to choose, but we don't... We're not in tune in hearing ourselves speak enough.
Right.
And, we hear people all the time, and I do it myself, come home, "I'm so tired, I had a really busy day. oh, this is too much. I mean, all these things we say, we don't realize they are cursed words.
Yeah.
And they are giving access to the devil. People are like, oh, everything's not the devil, the devil. No, but you know what? Our words do give access to the enemy. We have to, and not that we're denying the fact that we may be tired or that we may, you know, be upset about something or that somebody did something to us. Those are all facts. But above the facts is the truth.
Right.
So we have to speak the truth. I have somebody I know that bought a house and God made a way for them to, you know, intervene for them to sell their house, got great money, put money down, bought a new house. They had looked at tons of different houses to buy. And they bought, the doors opened, everything went through. It was, God was in it. And ever since they've been in this house for about 6 months, their family has been sick. Coughing.
Oh, wow.
All these different things. Coughing and sneezing and sick and just, they just can't get well. And they eat healthy. They take supplements. I mean, they've tried to do all kinds of cleaning things with the air in the house. And it's just like, why did God give me this house? Like, what? I know, I thought it was God. What's going on? No, we're not going to curse your house.
Right.
So I started kind of gently reprimanding this person. It's like, no, God did give you this house.
Right.
Your house is blessed.
Mm-hmm.
It's God's house. And we started making declarations over this house from the roof to the foundation, entire house, the property. You know, we have to speak what God says. We have to, we know God is good.
Yes.
There's no darkness in him, in him. There's no evil in him. He is good. He is light. He is love. He is faithful. And we are not going to let the devil rob us of that. Let this world rob us of that. I said, yes, we live in a fallen world. We can't, there are things we have to live with, like bacteria and viruses and funguses and, you know, mold. They think there's mold in the house. Well, you know what? We just keep praying and praying and praying. And as we do, little by little, God is bringing, bringing answers. He's giving strategy. He's giving direction. And it's a process. But I can tell you, through this process, right, there's a scripture that says when you go through various trials and tribulations, you know, let it be, it's our faith is being tested. Are we going to curse God and die like Job's wife told him to? Or are we going to, Job said, no, blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, he brought me in. He'll see me through. Blessed be the name. Are we going to continue to bless the Lord? Are we going to continue to stand in his word? Are we going to continue to believe and trust him and honor him? So those things, God doesn't bring those things. Like you said, we live in a fallen world. We live in an imperfect world. Thank God for a perfect Savior. But we need to just day by day be strong in the Lord, stay in faith, speak the blessing. And I did. I said, we pronounce the blessing over your home. And we started speaking that blessing. I think it's in Nehemiah, or forgot where that blessing. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. So, yes, we need to put that. James talks about the tongue and the power of the tongue. We need to put that bridle on our tongue. We need to put the guard on our lips and the muzzle on our mouth. And we need to not be so quick to just spit it all out.
Right.
Let it just pour out. We need to step back and we need to think before we speak. And we need to be in alignment with God's goodness, with his word, with his promises, instead of giving the enemy place with our words, to giving him permission to come in.
Right. Yeah, you know, many times I've mentioned about when I got the revelation that one day when I was so exasperated about something and I walked into the bathroom just, you know, ready to just break down in tears. I did break down. And I just said, like, I was just crying. And then all of a sudden it was like, okay, Lord, no matter what I think, no matter how I feel, you're still the same. Your promises are still the same. Your word is still true. And everything you said is yes and amen. And somehow, so when I get to that point with something, I just I recall that. And, you know, and I can kind of, like, you get yourself out of it. You get yourself out of it when you believe what he says. But, you know, in Proverbs, I can't even read the thing. So it says that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it.
Yes. You Amen. That was on my heart yesterday, that very scripture. Yes.
So that's the whole thing. If the Lord gave you something, he gave us life. So it's like it should just be across the board. Everything that we have came from him. And when we thank him for his blessings, when we acknowledge his blessings, then there's no sorrow added to it.
No.
He doesn't say, well, I'm going to give you this house, but, you know, in the meantime, you're going to be sick with something.
Yeah, you're going to be tormented and miserable and spend tons of money on supplements and tinctures and oils and,
right.
you know, all this stuff, the herbs. You're trying to do it the natural way without medication because you don't want to turn to pharmaceutical.
Right.
But no, that's not God.
I know.
That's the enemy.
And he's not going to tell you to spend money to get your air ducts clean.
No, you're not going to spend thousands like and thousands and thousands of dollars that you don't have. It's like, God,
right.
I need you.
Yes,
and when we stop cursing with our words, our you know, what he blessed us with, don't curse what God blessed you with. Don't curse your husband.
Yes, yeah.
Don't curse your children.
Mm-hmm.
Don't curse your job. Don't curse your finances.
Mm-hmm.
Don't curse your family. And curse, it doesn't mean like you're using profanity. Don't speak those bad things over. These are all blessings of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and we need to speak blessings over them. We need to speak blessings about them. Don't be talking to your friends or, you know, talking bad, oh, my husband did this, my kids did that, mm-hmm. my boss did that. You know, God gave me a reprimand a couple days ago. I'm a realtor, and it's been kind of slow this year, and I kept saying, God, I need contracts, I need sales. Well, I got 3 contracts this week.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. That was miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was saying something about one of the contracts, and I said something kind of out of order because it's like my flesh was getting in there. And my boss said, now don't get greedy.
Mm.
And I was like, ooh. So she went back behind her computer, and I turned back to my computer, and I literally welled up with tears.
Mm.
And I said, God, I don't want to appear greedy. Forgive me. I started repenting right away.
Mm.
I said, God, I don't want to appear greedy. I'm representing Christ to everybody. And I said, I repent. I repent. And I am so thankful and so grateful for everything you're giving me, for mm. everything, for my boss, for my job. Some people don't have jobs. Some people, mm-hmm. you know, worse off than me. And I just repented. And it was kind of that awkward silence, you know. Went home and talked to my husband. Well, the next day when I went and I said, God, if I'm supposed to say anything, just let me know the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Right after I walked in, within like 2 minutes, she's like, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm okay. And then we ended up, I said, I want to apologize to you for yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And we both started crying. And she's like, no, I want to apologize to you. I shouldn't have said that. But it was just like, you know, the flesh can get in the way, but we just need to be so thankful and so grateful for everything we have,
mm-hmm.
even for what we're going through.
That's
because
right.
what we go through, it does make us stronger,
mm-hmm.
stronger in our faith, stronger in our trust, stronger in the knowing our God and being so intimate because of those desperate times.
Amen. So, you know, further in this word to confirm what you're saying, what you've already talked about, the Father will always speak a word of blessing ahead of time, and his word carries creative power, and we must be speaking to future and forward. You know, we had talked about that a few weeks ago, I think, about the Lord pulling us forward.
Yes.
You know, it's like just leave the past behind, just, you know, come into the new things. Everything's new. Every day is new in
yes.
the Lord.
Yes.
The prophetic and creative word causes the release of his blessing, which has the power to bring his purposes and intentions to pass in our lives. There is life and death in the power of the tongue, which you mentioned. And in this season, the enemy has many agreeing and decreeing his plans and purposes.
Mm.
Hence, why there is such an acceleration of darkness rising up.
Yes.
Many are more likely to speak forth words of criticism, complaining, and murmuring. They speak forth words that create death and more darkness. Sadly, many are likely to forecast harm, destruction, doom and gloom, rather than prophesying life, blessings, and abundance. Now, true faith is the the confidence that we have, that we hope for, will, what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us the assurance about things that we cannot and have not yet seen. We can see them come to pass. And of course, that's Hebrews 11:1. At first, speaking forth words of blessing may seem unnatural for us, as the substance of our faith is in the unseen realm. It's tried and it's tested. However, prophetically, it's time to align our words and our will with the kingdom of God and the word of life that brings, that births blessings, breakthrough, and miracles. So then she said, in this season, I believe we are being instructed by God as his priest to speak and release blessings over those that know him and also those that are opposed to him. You know, we don't like to hear that scripture, pray for your enemies, bless your enemies, mm-hmm. pray for those who despitefully use you. I don't know if you've ever done it, but, you know, when you were confronted with something that it was really awful by a person or, you know, an enemy, the enemy, and then you just snap, made a decision, Lord, I just bless them. You know, like the people do in the South where they say, well, bless them, Lord, you know. I always think about that.
Bless them, Lord.
But my friend had, you know, told me that. She said, well, in the South, we just say, bless them, Lord. You know, it's kind of in a sarcastic kind of tone, but man, that thing stuck with me. Mm-hmm. So whenever something comes like that, I can just automatically say, Lord, I just bless them. Mm-hmm. And I just pray your blessings on them. And man, it takes away the destructive thing that the enemy's trying to do mm-hmm. in that particular situation. She said, I believe that as we speak words of kingdom blessing and abundance, something powerful and tangible would be imparted, bringing forth a great shift in the spiritual atmosphere. A great example of this is when Jesus told his disciples that something tangible would be released when they spoke a word of peace upon every household they entered. Mm. And that's in Luke 5. As sons and daughters, we carry the authority of heaven to change and shift spiritual dynamics and atmospheres. And we carry the creative power of God in our mouths. Please stop and just meditate on that. And I think that's the word today. Just make that decision. Even in your own heart, even, you know, like quit rehearsing me, 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 and my, and this, you know, and really just step out and really believe the Lord to help you to overcome, because he will. He's just, you know, he's waiting for your obedience to come in agreement with him. And so all right, let's take a quick break and we will be back in a second. I'm not really set up at this very moment to do that, but I'll go ahead. All right, we'll be back in just a minute.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line. There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day. Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Amen. We are back. So let me finish reading this word from Veronica West. She said, "Are your words, are your words empowering the works of darkness and destruction, or a move of life, liberty, and light? It's time now to put into practice these powerful principles of God if we truly desire to see lives changed and transformed. We must always remember that the only true source of prophetic blessing comes from being deeply rooted in Christ, and intimacy is the key to breakthrough. It's only by spending time in his presence so that we can all hear his voice. Whatever entertains us enters us." Mm. Boy, is that true.
Yes.
I know if I'm looking at social media before I go to sleep. Yeah, that's what I'm dreaming about. That's what I'm thinking about when I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Is, well, you know, I watch a lot of cat videos, so I feel like they're kind of harmless. But, you know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yes.
And anyway, so, yes, I think that we have to think about what we're saying, and that just seems to be the thing for today. The Lord tells us to speak life, choose life,
yes.
Speak life, speak yes. The opposite. You know, it wasn't until we went to the healing rooms, when I got to the healing rooms, that I learned. I had just come back to the Lord a few years before that, and prior to that, you know, that the time that I had been saved for, I don't know how many years it was, you know, I didn't know about praying blessings and things of that nature. It was just like, you know, you just stumble along in life and then you just ask God to help you with whatever. And you just kind of took things as they came. But then I went to, when I started at the healing rooms, you know, we always talk about that the prophetic and stuff is, it's caught, it's not taught, you know, and I can say much of my, what the Lord has done in my life has been caught.
Amen.
And, you know, by observation, by, you know, being around other believers, being around, especially intercessors and prayers. So, but at the healing rooms, you know, it was set up where people would come in, like a doctor's office. So the people would come in, they would sign in at the front, and they would say what they wanted prayer for. And then the person would bring the prayer request back, and the intercessors, we would be in the intercessor's room, and we would pray over the prayer request. And then Dottie Kane, who was in charge of the healing room, she just knew instinctively who was to pray for this individual. You know, she knew by the Spirit. So we already knew. So it was like, as we were praying, I would feel like, well, I think I'm supposed to be on this one. Mm-hmm. And then Dottie would come in and confirm that. So when we went to pray for the individual, we didn't just go in and, you know, they say, well, you know, I'm having family troubles or whatever they had, whatever their prayer request was. We didn't just start, you know, bam, bam, praying for their situation. We gave them the word.
Mm-hmm.
We read the scriptures to them.
Yes.
That pertained to what it was. If they needed healing, we would read all the healing scriptures. We didn't chit-chat talking to them about the weather or anything like that. We would give them the word of God.
Yes.
So whatever you know, like, so there's seeds that are going into that person. So if they didn't have the faith to believe for healing, we had the faith. And then we had the word, that spoken word that was given to them, that was like fuel. It was like gasoline. So we would give them the word, and then we would begin to pray. And, you know, we watched the Lord do many amazing things for people at the healing rooms. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think of what the point I was trying to make was. But, oh, it was, so I learned, oh, well, you know, they got an issue with anything to do with healing. I'm thinking, well, okay, I remember all those healing scriptures. So it's, you just declare the word over them. Mm-hmm. And it's not my opinion. It's not how I feel or anything. It's the word of God.
Declaring the word of God.
Right.
Amen.
So I'm speaking life, because the word of God is life. My words are spirit and they are life.
Amen.
So when you speak the word, you're not speaking like, you know, sorry, you got this going on. You know, we didn't do any of that. We simply gave them the word and spoke that life over them. Mm-hmm. And then, so their faith was built up, and then we would pray.
Yes.
And we would watch God move in that person's life, and we saw many healings.
Amen. Well, yeah, we were coming into agreement with the kingdom of heaven, with the heart of the Father, with the finished work of Christ. I mean, and just, I mean, I learned that. I mean, I was learning it in the church that I was in, but the healing room was, were like really, I mean, they had that pamphlet, you know, I am, and you say,
yes.
I am. And every, there was like 50 scriptures. I am the righteousness of God.
Right.
I am more than a conqueror. And I started declaring that over me and my household too. And I still, to this day, I have those pamphlets. And just declare and decree the word of the Lord over, you know, whatever situation, whatever circumstance that you're in.
Amen.
But Karen, you know, there was a song, and we do want to pray, right?
Yeah.
Real quick, there was an older song by Carrie Job, The More I Seek You. And you were talking about that when I came, you know, intimacy. Just a couple lyrics. She sings, the more I seek you, the more I find you. The more I find you, the more I love you. Mm-hmm. I want to sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand. Lay back against you and breathe. Feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep. It's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace. It's overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And this is where, just like Psalm 91, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High shall abide, that means live and dwell, under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. And of course, that whole awesome Psalm 91. But this is where we need to remain and stay that close, that we just feel his breath, that we hear his heartbeat. And when we're that intimate, he hears us, we hear him. We're just in such unity, such intimacy. Nothing's impossible. Nothing's impossible.
Amen. Amen. And you know, when you spend that time with him, you're going to get to know him. You know all his ways. And, you know, the way that he leads. He's the leader. Don't forget. We don't lead him. He leads us.
Amen.
So, yeah, so I think we're just going to pray for a few minutes. I don't, you know, I guess the Lord will alert us to whatever, but you know, since we were talking about this, about speaking the life and the blessings, we can just, I'll just start with that, and then we'll just go from there. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord. God, we thank you first for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your word, that in the beginning, you are the word, you were the word, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, that we have your written word, and your word is written upon our hearts as well, God. And we just thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the sacrifice you made for us. Thank you for making the way for us to live in your kingdom, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for saving us and filling us with your presence and with your blessings and everything that you desire to give us, Lord, we know already dwells within us when we receive you. So I just pray, Lord, that you would open us up, God, open us to receive, into that our eyes would be able to perceive what you have already given.
Yes.
And that when we read your word, when we hear your word, God, that we would be able to see and understand, that our eyes would be open, our ears would be open only to you, Jesus. And Lord, that we would set aside that time to really make the effort in our own lives individually to hear from you, regardless of what anybody else is doing, God. Give us a hunger and a thirst for you, Jesus. Lord, let our hearts be drawn to you. Let us put you first over and above everything else, Lord. Draw us into yourself, Jesus, that you would ignite the flame in our hearts, Lord, that you would just give us that desire, Lord, because inherently we don't have the desire to seek you, God. But, Lord, we know that whatsoever we ask for in prayer, we believe that we receive it and we shall have it. So, Lord, we just ask you to ignite the fire in us, Lord. Ignite the passion for you in our lives, Lord. Give us the grace and the desire to seek you over and above everything. And, Father, we just pray for those that don't know you, Jesus, that you would draw them into yourself. You said that when you are lifted up, that you will draw all men to yourself, Lord. So we lift you up, Jesus. We lift you up in this moment. And we just say, Lord, draw your people to yourself. And then draw the lost to yourself, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we just want to exalt you, magnify you, glorify you, Father God, above everything going on in the earth right now. It's not a surprise to you, God. You already have been to every, you are omnipresent. You who were, was, and is to come. You're everywhere. You're omnipresent. Mm-hmm. You're omnipotent. You're all-knowing, all-present, all-powerful. God, we just thank you that you are constant, you are steady, you never change. We just like the word of God, it never withers, it never fades, it never changes, it never loses its power. So, Father, we thank you, God, that you are love, and your love is unconditional. It's unending, unfailing, it's everlasting, it's eternal. And God, that love, you said that love, our faith works by love. Mm-hmm. Father, just reveal and manifest and pour out your love and your goodness upon your creation once again, Father God. Mm-hmm. Your word says that it's the goodness of God that leads and draws men to repentance. So, Father, we ask you to stir. We ask you to awaken, Father God. We ask you to capture, captivate, saturate every single heart of every human being on this earth, Father. First, your children, your people that you're in covenant with, and even the ones, Father, that are hard-hearted and that are distant and have rejected, or they just don't believe, God. They are deceived by the enemy, God of this world, and they just don't believe. And Father, we just thank you that no heart is too hard, no one is too far away, that your hand, the long arm of the Lord, can't reach them, touch them, awaken them. So, Father, we thank you for your tender mercies that are new every morning. We thank you for your great grace. We thank you for fresh manna every day. As Karen was saying, we don't have to live on yesterday's stale bread. We don't have to keep thinking of all the things of the past and still trying to use that. Everything. It's new. It's a new day. It's a new hour. It's a new era. It's a new season, Father God. And we just thank you for what you're doing in the earth right now. Father, we thank you that you are not willing for any to perish, but that all would come to the saving knowledge of Christ, that all would encounter your love and your goodness, that all would have ears to hear the gospel, the good news, Father God. Father, just do what only you can do, Father. We loose every channel, instrument, vessel, person, Holy Spirit, angels of the Lord, your presence, your glory, God, we loose everything upon this earth, Father, because you can use anything, even the media that you're using now, and you're bringing forth glimpses of your glory, and you're bringing forth testimonies, and you're bringing forth bold people to speak of you, God. We just thank you that you're gonna possess, you're gonna consume the airways and the media, that you're gonna be getting all the glory, because we are just, you're bringing your people out and you're bringing your people up, that we will no longer encounter and accept the things of this earth. We don't have to, like Karen said, we don't have to say, oh well, that's how it is, it's just how it is. No, we can come into agreement with you and say, God, show me your heart, show me your word, show me your will, show me your plan. And as we do that, God, we just come into agreement, it's your creation. It's your will. It's your way. It's your battle. Thank we just you. Say, God, let it be done. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on this earth as it's already perfectly completed in heaven. Father, you know everything. You know from beginning to end all the days of our lives. They're already written in the books. They're written in the books, Father, from when you conceived us in our mother's womb. We are not mistakes. None of us are mistakes. We are all unique. We are all precious. We are all valuable. And Father, we thank you for bringing that revelation of our identity. Father, set us ablaze. I think you said that, Karen. Just ignite us with a passion and a fire and a desire. Just let us burn once again with hunger and thirst for you, God, that we just can't get enough. And that when we do that in our private time, our quiet time with you, we'll be so filled up that we can go out, and everywhere we go, they're just going to know that we've been with the Lord. And we're just going to spill over and be your vessel to move and speak, and his people will get saved and healed and delivered and set free, Father God, in Jesus' name.
Amen. And I want to speak over those that are anxious, you know, which is what I opened up the program with. So we'll see the antidote to being anxious. In Philippians 4, says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
But the hinging point here is the next verse that says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
Amen.
Whatever you have learned or received from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. So, Father, we just thank you for your word, and I just speak your peace over those anxious hearts today.
Yes.
Father, let them have your peace, Lord. And as they are experiencing your peace, let them receive the revelation of turning everything over to you constantly, and to make it a habit, and to make it a daily practice.
Yes.
To just keep turning it over, keep turning it over, and will not let the enemy get one step into the doorway. Lord, that your peace, you said you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon you because he trusts in you.
Amen.
And you said that the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet.
Yes.
Lord, let us live there. Let us live there in that place of seeing you crush our enemies. And Lord, we just partner with you, God. We partner with your word. We partner with your Holy Spirit, who is our helper, who's the one who reveals you to us, who's the one that helps us in all of our times of need, God.
Mm-hmm.
Even not in our times of need, the Holy Spirit, you are our helper. And we just give you praise and thanks. Lord, we bless your holy name, God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We can't thank
yes,
you enough, God. And we're going to thank ourselves happy in you, Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, and we're going to think about you. We're going to think of all the things that are true. Jesus, you are true.
Yes.
You are the way, the truth, and the life.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to think about all the things that are worthy to be thought about. All the things that you have done, God, your creation, all the way that you have designed everything, God. We want to think about that so that we can meditate upon your goodness, yes, and your grace and your mercy. And we thank you, Lord, for all your blessings. We thank you for your great grace and for your great love, which is above everything, Amen. Is your love that never fails.
Amen. And just the last thing that Jesus said, that he said that they may have my joy. He wants us to be so filled, he said, that you may have my joy and have it to the fullest. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and we need to keep on that have that oil of joy and the garment of praise, that we would resist and refuse that spirit of heaviness that tries to come on us. We can be free with the joy of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. So we've just got a few seconds left, and we just want to thank you for joining us today.